Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 11, 1 to 13. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 13. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Listen to the terms of this covenant and tell them to the people of Judah and to those who live in Jerusalem. Tell them that this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Cursed is the one who does not obey the terms of this covenant, the terms I commanded your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt, out of the iron smelting furnace. I said, obey me and do everything I command you, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. Then I will fulfill the oath I swore to your ancestors, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, the land you possess today. I answered, Amen, Lord. The Lord said to me, proclaim all these words in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. Listen to the terms of this covenant and follow them. From the time I brought your ancestors up from Egypt until today, I warned them again and again, saying, obey me. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubbornness of their evil hearts. So I brought on them all the curses of the covenant I had commanded them to follow, but that they did not keep. Then the Lord said to me, there is a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. They have returned to the sins of their ancestors who refused to listen to my words. They have followed other gods to serve them. Both Israel and Judah have broken the covenant I made with their ancestors. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will bring on them a disaster they cannot escape. Although they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. The towns of Judah and the people of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they will not help them at all when disaster strikes. You, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns, and the altars you have set up to burn incense to that shameful god Baal are as many as the streets of Jerusalem. Let us reflect on the theme, Broken Promises and Redeeming Grace. Broken Promises and Redeeming Grace. Jeremiah 11, 1 to 13 underscores the seriousness of our commitments to God and how He responds when these are neglected. The words of God through Jeremiah in this passage are a stark reminder of the seriousness with which God views the covenant He established with His people. The covenant given as they emerged from the iron smelting furnace of Egypt was simple yet profound. Obedience in exchange for protection and prosperity in a land flowing with milk and honey. This promise encapsulated not just a physical location, but a state of spiritual and communal well-being. However, the people of Judah and Jerusalem turned their backs on this covenant. Despite repeated warnings and the patient reminders from God through His prophets, they pursued their desires, worshipping other gods and engaging in practices that led them away from the covenant path. God's response was equally severe. Promised disaster and a withdrawal of His presence in their time of need. This response highlights a fundamental truth. Disobedience to God's ways often leads us into disaster, a theme echoed across many biblical narratives. Yet within this narrative of judgment and wrath, there lies a deeper message of hope and redemption. The history of God's people is marked by this rhythm of rebellion, consequence, repentance, and rescue. God's grace emerges not because we deserve it, but because His nature is inherently gracious. Even when the covenant is broken by human disobedience, God's commitment to restore and heal remains. My dear friends, today we too can find ourselves in similar cycles of forgetting and straying. Like ancient Judah, we might chase modern idols. Material success, personal fulfillment, even relationships, placing them before our commitment to God. Jeremiah's message serves as a sobering reminder that such paths lead to spiritual barrenness and personal upheaval. Yet there is hope. The grace that underpinned God's dealings with Israel is the same grace available to us today. Though we may stray, God's desire to restore us remains. His grace rescues us from our fallen places, offering redemption and a renewed relationship. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the modern gods or distractions that might be leading you away from a faithful relationship with God? Number two, how can you realign your life to better adhere to the covenant you have with God through Christ despite past failings? Heavenly Father, we acknowledge our weaknesses and the many times we have strayed from your path. Thank you for your covenant of love and the grace that you continuously offer us. Help us to recognize the distractions that lead us away from you. Instill in us a renewed desire to follow your ways, knowing that your plans are for our welfare and not for disaster. Teach us to walk in obedience, that we may experience the fullness of life you promise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.